Hey, welcome to week two. So you made it through the first week, the body module. And in this week, we will be focusing more on elements of the mind and how do we bring gratitude to the fullness of what this mind can do. Personally, I don't know if there's enough gratitude in our reservoir to be able to appreciate what the mind can do. It is vast and it is incredible, but we're going to try to move through some of the different elements of mind that are available to us and how we might bring a deeper appreciation to it, especially the parts of the mind that don't always seem like they're helping us in a positive way. Specifically, today we're going to be focusing on thoughts. Now, many of us have a complicated relationship to thoughts, so we'll see if we can shift that a bit, especially if it's a negative relationship to thinking. So, as we always have been, let's just start by settling in. I'll start talking a little more slowly. You can close the eyes if that feels comfortable. Taking a nice deep breath, breathing in, and then out. And it's okay if the inhale is through the mouth. It doesn't need to be through the nose. But let the breath settle into its own natural rhythm. Inviting the jaw to soften, the shoulders, and then the belly. You've allocated this time for you today. So there's no place else you need to be, nothing else you need to do, no problems you need to solve for the time that we're here together. And see if you can just submit to that, to surrender to self-care in this moment. Now let's see if we can become aware of any thoughts moving through the mind. We don't have to try to get rid of them or clear them away, but just notice, is the mind thinking right now? And what is it thinking about? Do these feel like positive thoughts? Do they feel like negative thoughts? And we're sort of watching them like clouds passing through the sky, or watching the stock market ticker tape just continue to roll on forward. Just another thought, just another thought. But we're hanging out with it a bit. We're hanging out with the thinking mind. And you might even ask yourself, where are these thoughts coming from? Are you asking your mind to be thinking right now? Or are they just arising? If the thought process is negative, or you for some reason are thinking about Mufasa from The Lion King and you have no idea why, right? Did you ask your mind to do that? Or is this process just unfolding? You know, it's in the nature of the mind to think. Trying to stop the mind from thinking is like trying to stop the ocean from waving. And thoughts allow us to do so many things, especially as humans. We can discern, we can create, we can plan for the future, we can dream up a future that we're excited about. We can think about things from the past that maybe we'd like to do differently. So there's opportunity for reflection and prospection. So all of this comes from the thinking mind. These little thoughts that can often be agitating, or we get mad that they're there, or we sit down and meditate and we think, I'm supposed to clear all of this away. What would it be like to take a kind and appreciative relationship to your thoughts? And so as the thoughts arise, maybe just expressing some gratitude that the mind can think, even if it's a negative thought. You might just say, oh, thank you, thought. And what's it like to bring gratitude to the fact that you can think even when it is negative. You might find that the abrasive nature of the negative thought loses some of its power. And we're not necessarily being grateful for the negativity, but we're just being grateful that the mind can think in this way. It has that capacity. So after every thought that arises, maybe placing your hands on your heart and just sharing a little appreciation and gratitude. A thought arises and we just go, thank you. Another thought arises, we go, thank you, mind. These thoughts allow you to do what you do well. These thoughts are the reason you're listening to this program in the first place. The thought, maybe I should do that. Maybe gratitude would be good to cultivate. Thoughts are not trying to ruin your life. They don't have that agenda. They're just arising as they are. And often when we shift our relationship to them, instead of trying to push them away, fight them, get rid of them, they often lose a lot of their power over us, especially the negative ones. So if we can start appreciating these things that we most want to resist, there's a deep quality of peace and ease that can arise in our life. So as you move throughout your day today, and maybe you notice some of these thoughts arise, the creative ones, the energizing ones, bring some gratitude to that. Really cool that you get to think. Other animals don't have this capacity. And also when you notice the negative ones, you can bring gratitude to that as well. Those thoughts may be trying to help you, or maybe the brain thinks it's unsafe. It might not necessarily be true, but those thoughts in some way wouldn't be arising unless they thought they had a positive purpose. So just by saying thank you to them immediately shows them, all right, I see you, but I don't need to listen to you, but I do appreciate your positive intention. Okay? Play around with that today. Okay? You're doing great. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, take care.